Hello, everyone. Sean Ayala here from Pacific Sales Kitchen and Home, a Best Buy company. I'm joined by Fernando Marvell from luxury appliance brand Jennair. Pacific Sales and Jennair are excited to bring to you this very special CEU discussion titled Luxury Kitchens Today. Before Fernando introduces the creators of this CEU, please note that this course is registered with AIA CES, IDCEC, NARI, and if you're NKBA certified, you can go to NKBA's website to submit for the 0.1 CEU credit using today's course title. If you have any questions regarding this, please email me at sean.ayala@bestbuy.com. Also, if there are any questions or comments during this presentation, please comment them in the chat below. If we are unable to answer your questions during this presentation, trust me, this is social media. We'll find you and we'll follow up with an answer. And last, what you will learn from today's conversation, you can expect to sharpen your viewpoint on the meaning of luxury, especially when it comes to the state of kitchen design, from efficiency and technology to customization and personalization. There are many factors and tips to keep in mind when creating the ultimate luxury kitchen experience. I'm so excited for today's guest. Fernando, can you please introduce our special guests?
Thank you, Sean. This is Fernando Marfil. I'm the original sales manager for Jennair, a luxury appliance brand. And yes, super excited about introducing this power design couple based in France of the brand and Pacific Sales. So yes, let's talk about Ron Woodson and Jamie Romerfield, who are the principals and creative directors of the award-winning interior design firm Woodson and Romerfield's House of Design. They specialize in creating high-style interiors combined opulence with artful living for a discerning high-profile clientele. They've been named Interior Designers of the Year by the National Arts Council in 2017 and Hollywood's Top 20 Interior Designers by the Hollywood Reporter. And most recently, they are going to be actually featured in Veranda Magazines as the next legends in 2022. Ron and Jamie are the founders of the Save Iconic Architecture Preservation Organization and board members of the Design Leadership Foundation. They have been featured in over 150 design magazines and publications worldwide, such as Elle Decor and Architectural Digest. Both have been named to the House Beautiful's Top 20 Designers list, Metropolitan Homes Top 100 list, Traditional Homes, New Trends, and Lux Magazine Designs Gold list. They are published authors of Design High Style by Chronicle books, inducted to the list of Oprah's top design books. Ron and Jamie are true California style makers, decorating memorable interiors filled with beauty, provenance, and the comforts of luxury living. So excited, such an amazing bio. And first, you know, let's start with this, what this course is all about. So let's segue right away into luxury kitchen designs and what you're gonna be learning. Like Sean mentioned, it's gonna be about sharpening your viewpoint of the meaning of luxury today from the point of view. We're gonna be covering objectives in efficiency, customization, aesthetics, imitations versus authenticity. And now, with no further ado, Jamie Romerfield and Ron Woodson, and I'm so excited about this topic. Please, take it away.
Hi, Fernando. Thank you for having us. So we're talking about a little bit about the history of luxury, and it's not a new concept by any means. You can date back luxury hundreds of years, even to Egyptian times and all over Europe, especially in the all the kings and queens who just represented the grandeur of living. And here we have slides that represent that type of luxury living over time. King Louis XIV was probably one of the biggest iconic influencers, if you will. You know, we use that word so much nowadays, but it's been around a long time as well. He was the greatest influence over his whole kingdom, and people just reveled to replicate his style and fashion and the luxury type of lifestyle with his robes and gilded details and furs. And that was over the top living, and people just died to look like that in any way that they could fashion it in with what means they had. And he his kingdom, he basically influenced hundreds of thousands of people. And going down the chain of royalty, then you have Marie Antoinette, who also was the focal point of a kingdom and community with her fashion details and very over the top looks that she would fashion boats as hats and just had unlimited funds to be theatric. And so people in the whole kingdom also tried to fashion these boat hats and feathers. And even though it did not look at all the same, they felt that they were being luxurious. And so gilded details and the more extravagant living meant luxury. And now, you know, there are times when people want to be showy, but I think luxury today is a little bit different. And yes, there's something to be said about what is the true luxury of living. Wouldn't you say, Ron?
Yes, people still aspire to have a very luxurious life. And it all goes back to history. New luxury, though, is less about possessions and more about time and quality of time and what people's values are, whether it's political, whether it's, excuse me, where they live, what part of the world they want to be in. People make their own sense of luxury. It's more of a feeling and a thought than actual possessions. However, with that, having a beautiful kitchen, which is the nucleus of the home today, everybody aspires to have their own type of luxury. And, you know, working with Jyn Air and the technology that comes with that, the sense of luxury is bar none, head and tails above the rest.
A question, Ron, and or Jamie. I love how you had mentioned, or it was stated somewhere, every era has a memorable luxury influence. Do you feel as if that is still an old and new thing? Is that still part of what is happening today in modern luxury?
Yes. And I think through social media, you have it's a whole different animal nowadays. You know, people look to the Kardashians for major influence, and it's shown by their success, how influential they are. Whether it's luxurious or well-informed, that's another story when it comes to design. And that's where, yeah, you know, it's a blessing and a curse in a way, but it's always been that way. You know, again, going back to Marie Antoinette's boat hat, was that, you know, the chicest of things? Well, to them it was, and it's because she wore it. And so I would say, you know, new luxury, a lot of the Western elite, or when you're actually looking at people who are living luxurious, it's actually the opposite. It's not being showy or in your face about things. It's about what you stand for and what you believe in and living that life. And so luckily, Instagrammable moments don't have to be expensive. And when people can really focus on what makes them happy, I think that's really living luxurious is understanding what brings joy to your world and making it beautiful. I mean, that's luxurious, truly.
I think it goes back to your experience. Luxury is about your experience. Everybody's sense of luxury is going to be a little bit different. But there are those who have brought forth this sense of luxury going back to history. And people do want to emulate that, but it doesn't necessarily have to be you're being a follower and you're having, as Jamie mentioned, what the Kardashians have, to live a luxurious life.
Those selections you make, they do make a statement. And again, whether it's in a vignette in a kitchen or the types of products you use, for us, the quality of things is what really matters. And it's not the quantity, it's the quality. And it's really getting, I think what a lot of people are trying to do is just get these snapshot luxurious moments. And how do you do that in a home?
Which is the perfect segue as you're talking about experiences. Let's talk about the technology, the capabilities that even some of these brands that you're specifying in the kitchens is really bringing to the table. And I know one of those topics is like time efficiency. So looking forward to hear about what your experience is with your clients about selecting, you know, those specific appliances or electronics that is going to enhance the experience at home.
Efficiency is probably one of the top orders with clients and people who live in Sudsy world. We look to products that are very well made, again, and have a lot of technology in them. And when it comes to time, people don't want to be waiting on, you know, just appliances or anything in the kitchen that that if it can be fresher technology, more efficient technology, that is going to be the choice. And it also is about the looks of that technology that helps really integrate a kitchen and make it really sing, because you want even the backdrop or the canvas of the kitchen, it's got to look good too. And so when you're working and spending time with friends, family in the kitchen, you want a kind of a team effort, and technology can do that.
And time is, you know, it's our number one asset that we have, and we want to hold dear to that. And with that time, technology is about saving us time, making our lives more efficient, having the best types of products that we can live in a more efficient world. And you know, you want to be able to have the best quality that you can, whether it be you know, being able to turn your range on by Wi-Fi to set it to 350 when you're on your way home from work to put that roasted chicken in the oven, to be able to turn your dishwasher on. All of those things, our clients are really, really stressing to us that the technology has to be, bar none, the best of the best and state of the art. And it just helps in, again, in time and efficiency, but it has to also be aesthetically pleasing.
And then so exactly. Jamie, let's jump into sustainability. Is there a sustainability piece of this that is important?
Definitely. And you know, if we go to slide 7, as we're going through the slides, there's a lot of products that in technology that could blow your mind when it comes to the efficiency. And I know, Fernando, I did have a question for you if you wanted to share about the technology, especially if anything can be related to a smartphone in this day and age. People, that is the key, is being able to remotely work pretty Absolutely. Much your whole life at the palm of your hand.
Spot on. I mean, we're in this connectivity world, and definitely it has evolved quite a bit over the last 10 years. And we're seeing technology that you're connecting your entire ecosystem all the way from your HVAC. You know, now the appliances, like Ron was mentioning, you can control and monitor your wall oven, your ranges, even your cooktop from afar via an app. And the technology that these manufacturers are bringing to the table is technology to enhance the lifestyle of the consumer. It's not too complicated. Just bringing technology just to take away time, you know, to set up an app is not the right direction. It's technology that is going to be effortless, and it's going to help you complete that task. That's the main direction of technology and appliances. And that also leads into sustainability, like you were mentioning. You know, having the technology, it means dishwashers using minimal water, right, to clean an entire cycle, for example, or just introducing a cooking technology that is efficient and quick, like induction cooktop, that we're finally seeing movement happening in the US. It's taking a while, but that's the direction that we're heading with induction technology.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of our clients, that's always the big question is like, what type of cooktop, what is, you know, what's out there even? A lot of people just don't even know. And the reintroduction of induction is really important when it comes to sustainability and efficiency. It's such a smart way to cook, and we would recommend that as well. And I think when you touch on the word effortless, that's true luxury, is being able to do really extensive types of cooking and working in the kitchen that's almost effortless. That's really nice.
Because let's be honest, there is some manufacturers out there that are bringing technology just for the sake of technology, but it's not really complementing the lifestyle. You know, I think it's right. Actually making it more complicated, right? But just going back to Ron's comments, you know, on the overall feel, the taste, you know, or the vision of the design of the kitchen, I think the technology and sustainability leads into having options and choices on the finishes. And I would love to hear your take on what those trends are these days.
Well, I really am seeing in the marketplace, we have more options than ever before. And as you said, sometimes that can be a blessing and a curse because there are so many options. But the consumers these days are well-versed, they research, they do lots of homework in deciding on what type of technology they want to have. And so honing in those options is extremely important. Again, having a luxurious life, what is going to free up your time so that you can spend more time with your family? So having those best options that are going to work for you is really what is luxurious. And as we mentioned about technology, it just is about, again, making your life as more efficient and easy as possible. And with those options and choices is honing those in for your specific needs.
The opposite of that would be when you don't have options or choices, that's oppression. And so luxury is, if you want something, there's many ways that can look, and having just the world as your oyster is luxury, where no one's saying no, it's about yes. And living luxurious gives you options to customize, to personalize, and make things your own. And that's the liberty of indulgences and individuality, for sure.
Over the last 18 months, we've seen the kitchen designs changing rapidly, going to, you know, from a traditional 4-6-piece appliance suite design to multi miscellaneous items, right? Because now everybody's at home and we're seeing the coffee maker, the steam oven, you know, the cooking modules. So it's about offering all these options, and also as manufacturers, and even Sean, you know, I'm sure for the retailer side, you're seeing all these amazing offerings coming through from the manufacturing standpoint.
When you think about just the options from indoor, because kitchen luxury is indoor and outdoor, there it spans right across the entire spectrum there. And there is, you know, I mean, everyone is looking for different options and solutions to provide, you know, the need that, to Jamie and Ron's earlier point, that experience for their families in the setting that they choose is extremely important.
Yes.
And at the end also has to look pretty, right? And that's when it comes to materials. And I can't wait to hear about this topic specifically.
Exactly. It's a big topic when we're mindful companies, we work with mindful manufacturers, and we as a design office have to be responsible for the choices we contribute to a design project. And we really like to partner with kitchen and bath companies that are sustainable, that are working to be almost 100% zero waste. So when you're looking at older products being recycled or materials that are not used any longer, they are not going into the landfills, they're being also recycled or compounded into other materials. It's really important to understand the sustainability of products that we're working with. Because just, you know, demolition is such a hot topic. It's like, where does all that go? And how do we, you know, make a good contribution to our environment as well? And so that is a question for some, and it goes over other people's heads as well, because it is a very sciencey, technical topic. But I'm really happy that Jenair and Whirlpool are in the forefront of all of the zero waste goals.
Yes, in fact, Whirlpool is 90% of their product goes to recycling, and zero goes to landfills. That's extremely important. And that really goes to sustainability. And as Jamie mentioned, sustainability also is, you know, rehabbing your cabinetry. So you can really have a sustainable kitchen without ripping it completely apart and adding product that is going to be sustainable for years to come with that. So it's really important, and our clients are really seeing and wanting these types of kitchens, not just complete gut,
right,
but repurposing the good that is already there that's not going to go to a landfill, and then coupling that with product that is sustainable. It's just a win-win.
I think that, you know, as a design professional, it's important to recognize good design when you see it. And a lot of things were made very well when it comes to cabinetry and lighting even. And when architecture is designed, the kitchen is designed into the function of that space. And so just ripping it out is actually a disconnect, usually, to especially an old home or something that also has provenance. And so as a designer, you should know better. And old is not bad. It isn't at all. In fact, the talent lies in enhancing the old and recycling, refurbishing, upgrading what you have, and working with the vocabulary of the space. And so I think almost the lazy approach is just ripping things out without even considering that.
And I have to say that we're seeing that it is certain indulger, which is this new wave of luxury consumers. They're well educated, and they're definitely selecting appliances, in this case, kitchen appliances, that are definitely following on sustainability footprint, either from water preservation, LED lights, and things like that. That's very important on the selection of appliances today.
Exactly. And, you know, the new generations and buyers that are in the luxury market or coming into the luxury, it's about quality and details. And so the details really channel your belief systems, and those type of choices are long lasting. You know, you want to invest in your home, you want to invest in your kitchen, so that it'll last a long time. You know, what we see a lot of times in these Instagrammable moments or these snapshots of luxury, if you were to actually use those things that are in those photos, maybe 1 year, they're falling apart. And so, yes, instant gratification is good, but also there's this wave of people who are over that. They want the long-lasting quality of something beautiful. And that's really great, because it's almost a full circle. It's not quantity, it's quality. And when you're looking at special rooms that really make a statement or say something, it's all in the details.
I love it. And so in this section for efficiency, we learned about time, technology, option choices, and sustainability. So let's move on to the next section, which is customization, which we'll get into details, tailoring, and refinement. Let's jump into that.
So tailoring is not just having a great fitting jacket. Tailoring for your life is a luxury, having everything tailored and just right, just put in its right place. And the kitchen, again, is that space where each item needs to be tailored and specific to the individual. And that is really a luxury to have that kitchen that you can go to and have everything right at your fingertips that you absolutely need. I can attest to this. I had a family member staying with me just a couple of days ago. And in my newly designed kitchen, I was able to pull all of the items that we needed. We had everything right at our fingertips. And so our clients are really wanting to tailor their kitchen as well as they're going to tailor their living room. And having a tailored sofa, having a tailored armoire. The kitchen is now the big point of luxury of the home. And it's not an afterthought as it sort of used to be.
Yeah, to your point, Ron, I mean, it's no longer about that spec kitchen anymore, right? Jamie, right. you talked about that too in a previous call that we had. It isn't about that anymore. It's about tailoring it and making it yours. Can you expand on that too?
Yeah, you know, it's one thing to understand how to tailor a kitchen or even a home, but it's also the editing process. And so because you have so many options, it's like, where do we begin and how do you finish it? And refinement, it's, you know, the visually refined are the most memorable and unique experiences. And so this is what people seek, is not your white kitchen over and over again. Like, it's almost what is the opposite of that. And that would be a very custom, beautiful aesthetic that is not what the status quo. The status quo is the killer of luxury. But yeah, a lot of people want to be safe. And so they'll go with what they know, and that's fine. But when you want to live a luxurious setting or life, it has to be refined. And so with that takes not only the tailoring and the details, but how do you put them all together? And, you know, there's ranges with Jen Eyre that have the most beautiful finish mixes. It's not just all one tone. There's golds or brasses with black, and you can really just spend a lot of time designing a cooktop and a range and all the finishes that go with it. But that's the beauty of refinement. You want to do that. And so taking the time to put into something quality, the result is true luxury.
I think now a day too, refinement is a mix of stones, a mix of metals. No longer do you have to have just stainless steel across the board. You can mix, you know, brass with stainless steel, with brushed steel, with polished brass, and it all works together. Again, that goes back to tailoring and refinement, putting those items together that way. That leads us into authenticity as well. Mm. That having those authentic products meld with, you know, these really refined pieces is a hallmark.
Right. And the only way you can really achieve that is through quality. When we live in an era that a picture says 1,000 words, but you can't really touch something, you can't experience it, it's only two-dimensional. Yeah. People can get away with imitations all the time. And whether it's in fashion or design, home decor, you could take a style of chair and you'll see many iterations of it from the high to the low. But when you experience them firsthand, you can 100% tell the difference in quality. And so when it comes to luxury, if you have an imitation, then it's a contradiction and it actually does not translate at all. And it's a detriment to what you're trying to achieve actually. And so it's really important to educate yourself in why something is maybe more expensive. It's not just a comparison of, oh, well that one's too expensive, I'm going to go with the cheap one. There's a reason why, and they're not the same. So trying to pass something that's lower quality as luxury, that's a danger zone and it happens all the time. And I think it's really important to note that the quality is where people notice.
Last note in regards to tailoring, appliances today, you're not limited to the traditional 30, 36 or 48 inch, that's the spec appliances from the past. Today, we bring to the table many options, starting with 15 inch cooking modules that you can pair. And you can even pair cooking technology. You can have a gas, induction, electric griddle next to each other and just create that perfect cooking surface based on the lifestyle of that consumer. It also goes back to the statement pieces, just the refinement of bringing unique pieces that are limited quality, craftsmanship, you know, investment that goes into those pieces and are very unique. That really makes a difference in refinement.
And then it also, like you mentioned, Fernando, it has to look good. So aesthetics is key. There's a lot of efficient products out there, but boy, they're not that attractive. and that makes a huge difference. I mean, as you know, just being in the industry, people's selections, they won't even look at certain things unless it has a certain type of svelte or type of profile. Or beauty is the marker of luxury. And so the more sexy an appliance is, actually the more sought after it is.
Hint, hint, a black interior refrigerator, for example.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So very unique, obsidian interior, statement piece, but definitely, who would have said sexy refrigerators, right?
Right.
But at the same time, really enhances the look of the food. So again, from coming from that aesthetic value and also tailoring, I mean, that is a really tailored refrigerator to open it up and it not just be stainless steel and white light in there. To have a black refrigerator. And again, it really enhances the food. So, which again, enhances your experience of your kitchen and adding to a luxurious feel.
It does. And it really sets things apart when someone sees that. That is not status quo. That is something very personalized and very well thought out. So when we talk about refinement and the effort, it's there. People spent time developing this product outside of the box, just thinking way outside of the box. And I appreciate that in something that's in my world every day that is so well thought of that I get to use. And it's also very stylish and chic and authentic. You know, you get into the topic of authenticity. You want, you know, originality. And originality, especially in rollout products, it's hard to find. And when you have those options and work with partners who have those options, it's really inspiring. And so it shows in the space. And again, this black refrigerator with the black interior, there's nothing like that. And then the options to personalize the fronts, whether it's leather fronts, different types of custom panels. This is where design really starts to happen and where you can get creative. And that sets you apart from the rest for sure.
Which leads to being original in this space, right? And you said, yes, black interiors, but we also, you know, in generic, for example, we bring the statement pieces, like only 13 exclusive sets of a red, deep red interior column refrigeration, which we call burlesque. And you mentioned, of course, the leather panels. We offer these amazing Italian curated leather options for these columns. And that's about, again, tailoring the experience of that consumer. And altogether, it's sexy. I mean, the kitchen appliances are no longer just to cook and cool. They're actually part of the design thought when it comes down to bringing that lifestyle to the forefront.
Right. And also adding the types of handles that you're going to use. Really thinking about that, you have options now. You don't have to have just a really thin handle. Some people, you know, depending upon who you are, if you have big hands, you might want a big, large handle to pull a refrigerator door open. And those choices Jennair offers, and again, bar none, they're best of the best. And, you know, again, being able to mix and match those pieces, that is a stellar option to be able to have. You know, you don't have to just pick what's on the showroom floor.
And I think a lot of people don't even know they have those options. And again, luxury is options, and to be able to personalize your kitchen and home at every turn is really critical to making it your own. And when you're introduced to these type of pulls, like Ron was talking about, the refrigerator pulls, it's not just a lever anymore. You have options. It can look like a door on a doorway. It can be just as chic as these type of Pullman style doors, door handles, whether they're leather, chrome, brass. It's, you know, you have options. And I look at appliances like cars. Once you start getting into detailing a car or selections for a car, the kitchen appliances are very similar, and it's really fun to upgrade and make them your own.
Do you think it adds complexity to the overall designing process? Because now it's no longer just cabinetry and granite tops. It's cabinets, granite, appliances, the knobs, the interior, like all these pieces. Do you think for the designer out there thinking about how to create this space, is it easy?
No. Actually, it's just the opposite. It is easy for us professionals, which is why you want to hire a professional to really bring this to life. We live and breathe having these moments of being able to infuse all of these great products and technology and aesthetic to a space. And it's our job to be able to bring this to our clients. And it also, as Jamie mentioned earlier, it's all about editing but also having those choices. So now we can, because in our minds and trying to design for our clients, we don't have to just take what is presented to us, what is just thrown at us. We can mix and match. We can bring all of these elements in together to make this really luxurious kitchen for our clients.
And personalize it all.
Exactly. And that for me and for us, that's the fun part. I don't want to be able to just do the same cookie cutter over and over again.
And
it is incumbent upon us to bring that to our clients. That's what they hire us for.
So it's important to do your homework, actually, when it comes to working with our partners. You know, Jennair has painstakingly gone to the effort of creating all these options and all these different layers of beauty that go into a kitchen, like have mastered the art of a beautiful kitchen. And so why wouldn't we utilize that, or at least share that information with our clients? Because it's there, and they've spent, this is what their world is creating masterful appliances for luxury kitchens. And so to know it's there is number one, so important, and to share that education with our client. They value that so much. And these are where kitchens just come out singing versus falling flat. And our clients really want that, especially in luxury living, when you want the best of the best, this type of information is so critical.
You were saying partners, there is only so far that we can go in educating, of course, the design community. There is also partners like Pacific Sales, you know, and our sales associates that they help us, you know, bring our brand to life on the floor of the retail, you know, space. And it's thanks to them, you know, their education that is also helping, you know, the community, the design community, to get all the tools, resources that they need when placing those orders, you know, of a full kitchen appliances, and that they're to serve with the during and post purchase of side of things. So it's a big team, right? Designers, retailers, and of course the manufacturing. So with that, I would also thank you again for such an incredible time and just going over these different topics and just understanding more about luxury kitchens today. But Sean, do you have any closing comments for Jamie and Ron?
No, before, I mean, if there's anything else, I would love Jamie or Ron to just recap this on slide 20, if possible, and then we can just close it up right after that.
So just to recap on slide 20, our objectives in our discussion today were first, number one, about efficiency. And the time that you spend and, you know, working, it's not always having to be slaving over something. It's also your time is valuable and you want to enjoy it as well. And so we really look at products and ways to approach life that are efficient. And with that comes customization. You have to have options when it comes to efficiency, when it comes to your lifestyle and time. The only way to really live luxuriously is having options and personalizing things, and having the freedom and choices to obtain a nice quality of life.
Efficiency and customization are just so extremely important. And we touched on both, but being able to have an efficient kitchen that is both timeless and beautiful, and also customized. Having the ability to customize your appliances and your kitchen to your exact specifications is true, true luxury.
Yep. And the next topic that was really critical in these objectives was aesthetics. And so with all of these selections and customizations, it has to look good. And luxury is really knowing the difference between imitation and authenticity. And even having the awareness to appreciate something that's really good, even though it costs more or has, you know, more effort to get or time to get. When you have things that are authentic, you do really appreciate and experience them more. And that's a nice aspect of luxury. And then you have the imitation versus authenticity topic. We really look for things that are not status quo. And when you have different options and different, so many things out there that you can choose from, it's about honing in on finding what is original, and whether that's something just unique to your own shopping or interests, but maybe it's something that's an heirloom that comes and is matters to your world. But having something authentic is always going to be better than something that everybody else has, and knockoffs or interpretations over time with those, it just dilutes the design. So stay original, and people do notice.
Authenticity also is really being able to have those choices that you want. And this is what Jennaire products have really done. They're authentic. and it can be an authentic part of your specific life and lifestyle and how you want to live. And at the same time, having it be aesthetically pleasing.
It's about the quality of life that matters, right?
Exactly.
This is about bringing your own personal taste and also your preferred design vision into everything at home and everything you do every day.
Yes.
Yeah, it can be from a picnic setting that's so well styled on the beach. That's not, you know, that's not extravagance. That's just living happily. And people swoon over images like that. It's become a whole business. Or, you know, integrating a beautiful vignette in a cabinetry of dishes. It's really just paying attention to being original and doing things that bring you joy, as well as others. You know, it's noticeable. And I think that is a way of living luxurious.
So very cool. So that was, so kitchen, luxury kitchens today, we learned efficiency, customization, aesthetics, imitation versus authenticity. What an incredible presentation. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Ron. Just thank you for the education and the inspiration. We appreciate everything you guys are both doing for the community and the future of luxury, the future of design, the future of architecture. I know there's a ton of things we can talk about together outside of this presentation, but just thank you for everything. For ideas and inspiration, please visit pacificsales.com. You can visit jenair.com. And to learn more about Ron and Jamie, visit their website at wandrdesign.com. That's wandrdesign.com. So Fernando, let's close it out. I'll leave it up to you.
Thank you so much, Sean. And yes, Jamie, Ron, amazing, amazing session. I enjoyed it a lot. I can't wait to see what's next. And please continue the amazing work you're doing with SIA, Saving Iconic Architecture. And we can wait for the next event. And thanks to everyone watching and listening. And I encourage you to subscribe to the Design Expressions podcast presented by Pacific Sales and Jenair Luxury Appliances. Check the show notes for additional information and the links.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.